AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Tonight's first Democratic presidential debate is just minutes away in Las Vegas. AP correspondent Jerry Boatlander is there and has a live report.
Ross, everything is set for tonight's debate, the first of six on tap for the Democratic presidential candidates. The focus will be on Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bernie Sanders, who's been challenging her from the left and stressing she's now taking positions he has long espoused. Clinton's been forced to grapple with the issue of using a private email server while Secretary of State, and she'll look to defuse that issue while pivoting to detailing positions designed to benefit the middle class. Meanwhile, the three other Democratic candidates, Martin O'Malley, Lincoln Chafee, and Jim Webb, could look to cause some fireworks in hopes of boosting their campaigns. They're all mired in the low single digits in the polls. Ross?
No one can predict, of course, what's going to happen during the debate, but White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president believes a spirited exchange between the five candidates would be good for democracy.
It's a good opportunity for the American people and voters to carefully consider the platform on which each candidate is running. And the president welcomes a robust, healthy, vigorous debate.
With a lot of good baseball on television tonight, Earnest says the president plans to do some channel surfing during the debate. The Chicago Cubs have just beaten the St. Louis Cardinals 6-4 to advance to the NLCS for the first time in 12 years. A jury in Milwaukee has ruled that a gun shop must pay nearly $6 million to two police officers who were seriously wounded by a gun bought at the store. In the meantime, AP correspondent Adrian Saints reports there's not enough evidence to charge a man with murder in the shooting death Sunday of an off-duty Memphis police officer. This is AP Radio News. Police in Lakeland, Florida have released video from an app that helped them arrest a woman for drunk driving.
The social media app is called Periscope.
If you're not new, I'm driving home drunk.
Whitney Beal had a cell phone camera mounted on the dashboard of her car.
Let's see if I get a DUI.
In the video, Beal realizes at one point what she's doing is wrong.
Driving drunk is not cool.
Police got 911 calls from Periscope followers.
How do you know she's drunk?
She's slurring her speech and she's going from one wind to another on the street.
Officers say Beal failed the field sobriety test. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sybil Stockdale, a Navy wife who fought to end the torture of American prisoners of war in Vietnam, has died in Florida. Stockdale was 90. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.